I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. No flower says the holidays like amaryllis. This bulb hails from South Africa and South America. It's a spring bloomer in its native range, but through hybridization and marketing by the Dutch, amaryllis have been made into a favorite flower for Christmas time. While the red or white amaryllis is traditional, there have been many variations on the theme through breeding. The colors on the trumpet-shaped flowers now range from Easter lily white to the deepest red. Many have colorful edges on their petals. Some varieties don't look like amaryllis at all, but have thin, spider-like flowers. There are even dwarf selections that are good in small pots. Once you bring your amaryllis home, pot it up in a container a little bit bigger than the bulb and filled with moistened potting soil. Amaryllis likes tight spaces. Keep it in a warm, brightly lit room, and in 3 to 4 weeks it should be blooming, often with multiple flower stalks following. You may have to place a stake in the pot to keep the flowers upright. After flowering, cut back the flower stalk but leave the leaves to grow and rejuvenate the bulb. Place it outdoors in a part shade location all summer and water and fertilize it regularly. The bulb may develop little side bulbs. Split these off the mother plant and plant them in separate pots. Be patient. It may take 3 years or so for them to flower. In fall, cut back the leaves, let the soil dry out, and place the bulb in a cool, dark room for a few months. Then bring it out to grow again. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Christmas cactus. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.